Now, finally, Donald Trump has been very vocal about trade agreements being bad for America and advocated throwing out the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Now, if he does, what will this mean for Australia? Roderick Chambers spoke with Andrew Hudson, a director of the Australian Exporters Institute and partner at Gaydon's law firm, about the consequences.
In theory, it could still go ahead, notwithstanding President-elect Trump having been successful last night. It's still before the US Congress, and it would still be open to the US Congress to pass it during what's called the lame duck session between what's now the election and between his inauguration in January next year. So in theory, Congress could ratify it, they could convene a vote and vote on it. The question is, would it be likely to do so? It was previously seen to be about a 50-50 deal, and I think Congress would probably be fairly brave to fly in the face of President-elect Trump's very clear statements regarding the TPP and to pass it anyway. So I would think that unless they're going to pass it just out of spite, which I think is very unlikely, and therefore it's less likely in this environment to get passed than previously. If, as he threatened to do, he would tear up NAFTA, well, certainly he would be trying to renegotiate it. And there are exit clauses in all of these agreements. You can't be held to an agreement of this type. There are exit clauses, such as we see with the EU with Britain, where they have to go through a process to exit it. But I think whether he would actually revoke the deal or at least move to revoke the deal, more likely he will use that as a means to try and renegotiate it. But that would depend upon the other party. So, hopefully that won't in fact be the outcome. So the TPP looks even less likely than it did previously. We have a free trade agreement with America anyway, and TPP was going to be an advance on that. TPP was going to actually provide some significant advances for agricultural and other services, agricultural products, but also services, for example. That means that we are not going to get that advance on the US Free Trade Agreement. It also means we don't get our immediate commitments or our immediate deals with a whole lot of other countries. So that leaves the question about what will in fact happen with the TPP, and if, as we believe, it doesn't go ahead, then we're back to how do we deal with these parties who've already agreed on a deal. We've got a couple of other countries who would like to be in that deal, but the US is not going to be there.
Do we still conclude a deal that excludes the US and we deal with Chile and Tokyo and China and?
Well, I think there's a practical and a political aspect to all of this. If the US is going to go the way in which, and keep in mind, he's only the commander in chief and the president elect. He has limited executive powers on his own account. But if their view is that they don't want to do deals and they want to step back a bit and perhaps be a bit more protectionist or isolationist, politically, will the other countries go off and do a deal? I'd like to think they would. They might look at who's going to be in that deal. Because they've already established commitments to one another. And this is the important thing to remember, is that these people sat around a table and did a deal with each other, and yes, US is part of that, but they've already struck a deal in which they're happy vis-a-vis one another. So that's already there. Those commitments have already been given. Now, putting together a TPP without the US would be an interesting exercise. I think what is more likely to happen, though, I think the practicality of getting everyone around a table again and doing a deal and just, oh, well, here's the TPP agreement, let's just cross out the words America where they appear. I don't think they would get to that. I think what will happen is Australia, if it seems TPP doesn't go ahead, which will be, in my view, a tragedy, Australia would rush off and probably speak to Canada. We've got a very, very old trade agreement with Canada, which is nowhere near the sort of deal we'd really like. We'd go to Mexico and do a deal with them. We'd go to Peru, perhaps, and do a deal with them. So the parties have already struck, they've already got common ground on what they want from each other and what they can exchange. And they've struck that between one another, and that doesn't necessarily need the US to strike a bilateral deal. It makes the world a bit more complicated. But that is probably the practical and the realistic outcome. You've then got the other issue that this, in many respects, will create issues in dealing with China. If President Trump does or has Congress do what he said he would do, then the relationship between the US and China becomes fraught, which will have an impact not only on the US but on China and indeed ourselves. And then we're back to the scenario of, well, we've got another regional deal we're negotiating at the moment. That's China's the Regional Cooperation and Economic Partnership Agreement. That's China's in that, India's in that, ourselves and our ASEAN partners. Now, it might be now that that might reinvigorate those talks and they say, well, if the US isn't prepared to run with it, we've now got the advantage. We've got a political certainty. We all like one another already. We're already talking about a deal. We don't have the compromise. We don't have the TPP over our shoulders. Perhaps we should be putting the foot down on that one and turning the focus to that, because a lot of the American commentators have said that if America doesn't do the TPP, then it loses its it will be perceived to lose its leadership role in the world when it comes to trade and probably politics as well. And that then switches back to, well, who's the next kid on the block? Well, China's obviously the next kid on the block. It wants to engage in, you know, these free trade agreements. It's got a lot of other parties in the region with whom it's trying to strike a deal. And in particular, if India and China can get around a table and do some sort of deal, they will probably see that as being in everyone's interest right now.
Andrew Hudson, a director of the Australian Exporters Institute and partner at Gaydon's Law Firm, seeing opportunity in the changes a Trump presidency could make for Australia's trade deals in that report by Roderick Chambers.